Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Peter Murray, and I'm the Chief Information Officer and Vice President for Information Technology at the University of Maryland, Baltimore. And I'm the co-chair of the Higher Education Information Security Council. And on behalf of my fellow co-chair, Michelle Noren, who's the CIO at the University of Arizona, and my colleagues who serve on the HISC work groups and committees, I'd like to welcome you to the 11th Annual Security Professionals Conference. Since July of 2000, almost 13 years ago when HISC was established by Internet2 and EDUCAUSE, a great number of individuals have contributed to the improvement of information security programs at our institutions and across higher education. And many of those individuals are in the audience today as well as viewing online. While information security, data protection, and privacy programs have always been important to us, the seriousness and importance of these activities and these issues are greater than ever before. And because privacy issues are becoming more prominent, we now, for the first time, have a privacy track at this conference. Presidents and CIOs do understand the significance and importance of these security issues, and they know that you, as security professionals, play a critical role at our colleges and universities. And as a CIO, I greatly appreciate and value the work of my information security officer in keeping our security, data protection, and privacy programs strong. When you think about our theme for this conference, No Boundaries, Security in an Open World, we immediately recognize the daunting challenges we have in keeping our institutions and data secure. BYOD in the cloud are a couple of examples of challenges that we face today in providing security in this open world with no boundaries. These two challenges in particular, as well as other key security and privacy issues, are being discussed by HISC and are emerging as key themes in the Information Security Council's strategic plan. I encourage you to take a look at the HISC website, where not only will you find the strategic plan, but you will find a very helpful information security guide and volunteer opportunities. There are working groups that focus on awareness and training, governance, risk, and compliance, technologies, operations, and practices, and there are also opportunities to volunteer on the Information Security Guide Editorial Board, the Security Professionals Conference Program Committee. We need your expertise as security professionals to participate on these working groups and to contribute to solutions that will strengthen IT security, data protection, and privacy in higher education and beyond. You will be working with and collaborating with your colleagues at institutions of higher education, as well as with partners from government and private industry. So if you're interested in these volunteering activities, please stop by the HISC table at the conference or see Valerie Vogel. Valerie, where are you? Back there? Thank you, Valerie. Now, speaking of partnerships, HISC, as the coordinating arm for higher education, works very closely with RENISEC, which is the information sharing alert mechanism for higher education. And a key person in making this connection is Fred Kate. And it's my distinct pleasure of introducing Fred to you this morning, who is the director of the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research at Indiana University, and also the executive director of RENISEC. Fred?
Thank you very much, Peter. I appreciate that. I realize I stand between Peter and Paul, if only my name were Mary. So on behalf of the RENISEC, it's a pleasure to welcome you today. 72 hours ago, I was in Beijing as part of a U.S. delegation that had spent a week negotiating with the Chinese over cybersecurity, a reminder, as if any were necessary, of the complexity of cybersecurity, of the magnitude of the threat, and frankly, of the extent of our vulnerability and our reliance on cyber technologies. In this environment, higher ed has a very special responsibility, and one that you in this room know better than anyone. a special responsibility in part because, of course, we continue to be an unwitting participant in too many attacks. We were joking yesterday at the Heist meeting that, in fact, if you look at any major attack that makes the newspapers, there's always a higher ed institution someplace in the line that whose network was used as part of the attack. But more importantly, and far more optimistically, because we have an unparalleled opportunity, a responsibility to bring to bear our unique resources in cybersecurity research and education, and particularly in operations. Because you operate open networks. You know, anyone can operate a completely closed network. They're very simple. You just make it impossible to access the network. You can have a completely secure network. It works beautifully. But the challenge for our nation, for the globe going forward, is operating open networks, is operating networks that people can access and use and yet still are secure. And that is indeed a great challenge. But maybe the greatest strength we bring is our enormous strength in collaboration, our ability to work together across borders, across institutional borders, to work with competitors in many instances, to work with suppliers and others. And this meeting well emphasizes that. HEIS, the RENISAC, of course, is itself based on really purely collaboration among its 350 member institutions. EDUCAUSE, Internet2, InCommon, all of these are collaborative initiatives, all designed to address the same basic set of challenges around cybersecurity. So it's my great pleasure, again, on behalf of the RENISAC, to add my welcome to you today, to say how happy I am to be here and how much I look forward to our days together. It's now my great good fortune to introduce Paul Howell. He is the chair of the 2013 Security Professionals Conference Program Committee and the Chief IT Security Officer at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Paul.
Welcome, and on behalf of the Program Committee, to our 11th Annual Security Conference. It seems like only yesterday we were just beginning. I want to thank and acknowledge the 2013 Program Committee members who've been meeting regularly for the past year preparing for this week's events. You have seen each of their names on the walk-in slides that appeared on the screen prior to the session, and their names are in your program. They also have a white ribbon, that is, on their name tag, so please feel free to approach them during the conference if you have any questions. And at this time, I'd like to ask the members of the 2013 Program Committee to please stand. Join me in thanking them for their efforts. It's been a great group to work with. Kathy Bates from Appalachia State. Do you want to stand, Kathy? She will be the program chair for next year's conference. And members of the 2014 Program Committee who are also in attendance here can be identified with green ribbons on their tags, indicating that they're on the Program Committee for 2014. So please be sure to seek them out if you have any suggestions for next year's program. We're pleased to note that we have a record attendance again this year. We have over 400 attendees, and we have participants from 44 states, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. So, wow, people from all over. For the online conference, we will have 70-plus people participating in teams of 2 to 20 and an estimated exposure to nearly 200 participants. We also want to thank you to today's general session sponsor, Aegis Identity Software. Their collateral was distributed on your chair so you can learn more about what they do. They also have a table outside of the room, so please visit them during the vendor visitation sessions. We also want to thank all of the companies supporting this year's conference. We have corporate displays, presentations, sponsors of conference functions, and other items, webcasting for the security 2013 online conference is sponsored as well. And while you're here today and tomorrow, please visit these companies. Take some time to learn about their security solutions for higher education. You will find a directory in the back of your print program, including company participation, products, services, and contact information. So before I introduce this morning's keynote speaker, I'd like to point out some of the new offerings at this year's security conference. We have several new tracks. One of them is privacy, new to the game for professionals and career development, and HISC and partners, featuring tools and resources developed by the Information Security Council, specifically for the higher education community. Also, the reception will take place this evening at 5:30 p.m. in the Archview Ballroom. Sign-up sheets for the organized dinner outings will be located in the Grand Foyer until 4:30 p.m. Groups should meet in the lobby to walk or take cabs to the restaurant for 6:45 p.m. reservations. Please don't forget to be back at the hotel by 8:30 p.m. for our first ever game night. This should be exciting. Finally, there are just a few housekeeping items to take care of. Any runners in the audience? As you know, we have a fun run. So for the runners, as well as those who would like to walk, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., there'll be a group that meets in the lobby in the hotel for a 30 to 40 minute run. Josh Beeman, you want to stand up, Josh? Are you here? There we go, Josh. He will organize the runners, and Rodney Peterson from EDUCAUSE, everyone knows what he looks like. He's going to organize the walkers this year. So Rodney's getting a little old, and that's okay. It happens to all of us, Rodney, don't worry. Please remember to complete the session evaluations as well as the overall evaluation following the conference. New this year, you may also provide feedback at any time by visiting feedback.educause.edu or by sending a text message starting with EDUCAUSE to 69302. That's 69302. Your feedback is important to us, and we use it and your comments to fine-tune and improve the conference every year. I can't tell you how valuable they are. Anyone who's been part of the program committee in the past, we always look at the comments that come in, and they're very carefully considered, and we try to make adjustments and accommodations wherever we can. Conference presentations will be available on the conference website. In most cases, the slides and handouts may already be available online prior to the session, so feel free to go to the EDUCAUSE resource section for the conference to see if the presentation or slides are already there. We're also piloting a mentoring program for new CISOs and security professionals this year. For those who are currently participating or anyone who would like to learn more, we will have an informal meet and greet after this morning's general session near the front of the stage right here, and we hope that you'll let us know how it's going and share feedback. The last item before I introduce our keynote speaker is please, if you haven't already, turn your cell phones off or at least put them on silent mode. So we're going to be war dialing the audience to see if anyone's phone rings. It's my pleasure to introduce Marcus Ranum. Marcus Ranum is the Chief Security Officer of Tenable Security. They are a world-renowned expert on security systems, and Marcus is a world-renowned expert on security system design and implementation. Since the late 1980s, he has designed a number of groundbreaking security products, including the DEX Seal, the TIS Firewall Toolkit, the Gauntlet Firewall, and NFR's Network Flight Recorder Intrusion Detection System. He has been involved in every level of operations of a security product business, from developer to founder and CEO of NFR. Marcus has served as a consultant to many Fortune 500 firms and national governments, as well as serving as a guest lecturer and instructor at numerous high-tech conferences. In 2001, He was awarded the Internet Security Conference CLU Award for service to the security community and also holds the ISSA Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2005, he was awarded Security Professional of the Year by Techno Security Conference. Please join me in welcoming Marcus Ranum, Cyber Warrior Doing It Wrong.